Hartville has done an apt job of chairing resolutions as usual. When I asked George to chair the first year, I asked him, I said, like, two things. I'd like it to be very smooth, and please don't let it go on for hours. And we have achieved both. So without further ado, here's George Villa.
Don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it.
I'm not coming through. There we go.
Hello. Okay. I'm George Villa, chair of the resolution committee. We met on Friday evening, and the committee voted on the seven resolutions that we had. All of the resolutions were passed by a unanimous vote. That means that all receive a recommendation of due pass for the general session. All of the chapter presidents were given a braille and a large print copy, and the members were asked to discuss the resolutions with the chapter presidents and with their fellow members and to be prepared for today. We're going to have a reading of the resolutions and then vote on them. Debbie, are you ready to read?
I am ready.
Read the first resolution, please.
Resolution NFB 2011 number 1 concerning a superintendent for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired. Whereas the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI, is an important component in the education of blind children throughout the state, assuming the responsibility of teaching children to acquire knowledge through the use of alternative techniques such as braille, effective use of assistive technology, and effective self-advocacy. And whereas training, supervision, and evaluation of teachers and others involved in teaching and eventual transition of blind students is most effectively performed by those with expertise on how blind children learn and with experience teaching non-visual alternatives, and whereas ISVI superintendents have, until the appointment of the current ISVI superintendent, been required to have obtained degrees in both educational administration and in the education of blind and visually impaired children with at least 15 years of experience in the field, and whereas the Illinois Department of Human Services Office of Rehabilitation Services, in an attempt to save administrative costs, eliminated the position of ISVI superintendent by assigning the functions of that office to the then superintendent of the Illinois School for the Deaf, ISD, and whereas under this combined superintendency, the office is responsible for supervising the educational and residential components of two campuses of children whose educational and communicational needs differ in important respects, and is expected to do so while short the administrative personnel such an undertaking requires, and whereas a combined superintendency such as that cobbled together by DHS virtually assures that an individual undertaking that position will not have the requisite qualifications historically expected of an ISD and an ISVI superintendent, and whereas the Illinois legislature, with the support of most stakeholders, enacted Senate Bill 170, which bill requires that ISVI and ISD again be overseen by separate superintendents appointed by the governor's office and qualified by education and experience to oversee their respective schools, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization commend Governor Quinn for signing Senate Bill 170, and be it further resolved that this organization call upon the governor to establish a committee and a procedure that assures that the search for, evaluation of, and selection of a superintendent for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired is based on that person's ability to ensure the best education possible for blind children.
Thank you, Debbie. Are there any comments on the resolution? Any comments? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying nay. The resolution is passed. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011-02, commending Mary Beth Lauderdale for her support of Newsline. Whereas NFB Newsline, an electronic newspaper service established by the National Federation of the Blind for those who are blind as well as those who are otherwise print impaired, features content that enhances the quality of life for subscribers to the service, including approximately 300 newspapers, 35 magazines, periodicals, and articles promoting services and events of agencies and organizations serving the blind, listings of local television programs, job listings from Career Builder, and weekly sale advertisements from Target. And whereas the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI, is an educational institution whose purpose it is to maximize the educational, academic, social, and vocational development of blind students within the state of Illinois, and whereas Mary Beth Lauderdale, superintendent of the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, recognized NFB Newsline as a useful tool to assist students of the school to maximize their full educational potential by scheduling 2 days for students to gain exposure to NFB Newsline by overseeing the scheduling of individualized and group instruction in the use of this service, and whereas approximately 25 students subscribed to NFB Newsline as a result of the exposure they received, thanks to the scheduling of individualized and group instruction, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and Convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization commends Mary Beth Lauderdale for her strong support of and commitment to NFB Newsline.
Thank you, Debbie. Any comments on the resolution? Any comments on the resolution? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying nay. The resolution is passed. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011, number 3, concerning funding for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI. Whereas, the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI, is a residential school charged with the responsibility of educating and training visually impaired and blind children, and whereas, the school is to provide a comprehensive and quality education to visually impaired and blind children, and whereas, the school provides visually impaired and blind children with the same coursework instruction as their sighted peers, and whereas, visually impaired and blind children require additional intensive training in the specialized areas of orientation and mobility, braille, and assistive technology, and whereas, many visually impaired and blind children cannot receive such intensive training in these specialized areas within their home school districts, and whereas the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired provides additional intensive training in orientation and mobility, braille, and assistive technology, and whereas in order to properly educate, train, and protect visually impaired and blind children, the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired must hire qualified teachers, instructors, and other staff members. And whereas in May 2011, the Illinois legislature passed and Governor Pat Quinn signed the school's 2011-2012 budget containing cuts in essential line items ranging from 10 to 50%. And whereas these cuts include 10.4% in personnel, 30.2% in contractual services, 191K for ISBI, 24% in commodities, 85K for ISBI, a 50% cut in telecommunications, and a 15% cut in operations and auto, and whereas contractual services include educational programs and health life safety services, and whereas in recent years contractual services have been underfunded and the school has had to reallocate funds from other services to adequately fund the contractual service component for the school, and whereas as a result of the 2011-2012 budget for ISBI, the school is unable to hire permanent and qualified teachers and instructors and has had to rely on retired teachers and substitute teachers on a temporary basis to fill necessary teacher and instructor positions at the school. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and Convention assembled the 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization strongly urge that the Illinois State Legislature and the governor sign legislation restoring funding for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired to 2009-2010 funding levels. And be it further resolved that this organization strongly urge that such legislation properly allocate funds to contractual services so that the school will not have to reallocate funds from other services to adequately fund contractual services.
Thank you, Debbie. Any comments on the resolution? Any comments on the resolution? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying nay. The resolution is passed. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution 2011, NFBI 2011, number 4. To support reauthorization of federal transportation legislation. Whereas, Congress passed the Surface and Air Transportation Programs Extension Act of 2011, and whereas, the President signed this bill into law on September 16th, and whereas, this legislation extends funding for highways, public transit, and the Federal Aviation Administration through March 2012, and whereas some senators have voiced opposition to support for bicycle lanes and sidewalks, even though these improvements reportedly comprise only about 1.5% of the funding, and whereas more bicycle lanes and sidewalks complement public transit improvements, making communities more livable, and whereas many who are no longer comfortable driving, the elderly, those with limited vision, and the many who can't afford vehicle transportation, can benefit from the access a bicycle-friendly and pedestrian-friendly city provides, whereas the primary purpose of public transit is to take people to and from their jobs, and whereas the U.S. Department of Labor and Social Security Administration report that the unemployment rate of blind people exceeds 70%, and whereas effective public transit and safe pedestrian access are especially important for persons who either do not or cannot drive, including blind and visually impaired people, as they endeavor to lead active and productive lives. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization strongly urges the Illinois Congressional Delegation to support reauthorization of federal transportation legislation, including provisions for improved and enhanced public transit, as well as bicycle lanes and sidewalks.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. Any comments on the resolution? Any comments on the resolution? I call the question. All those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please signify by saying nay. The resolution is passed. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution 2011-05, NFBI, to maintain Amtrak as a cohesive, comprehensive rail passenger network. Whereas, the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, Amtrak, runs a nationwide passenger rail system, and whereas Illinois is one of several states which provide additional funding for Amtrak services to cities across the state, and whereas several cross-country trains also make stops in Illinois, and additional regional trains supplement cross-country services, and whereas the fiscal year FY 2012 Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Bill would prohibit Amtrak from contributing federal funds to the operation of any train receiving state support, such as many regional trains serving Illinois. And whereas, prohibiting Amtrak from spending federal funds to run trains exclusively with either state or federal funds, but not with a combination of both, would fragment service. And whereas, the federal government, having a constitutional responsibility to promote interstate commerce, has a responsibility to maintain a robust commitment that makes interstate train travel affordable to at least the extent that massive federal resources have done for interstate vehicle and commercial air transportation. And whereas the abject failure of the federal government to do so has compelled states to form regional agreements, devoting scarce state resources to maintain affordable passenger rail transportation, and whereas, so long as the federal government persists in underfunding affordable passenger rail transportation, is unwilling to increase funding for regional trains by 100% of that which states now provide, the all-or-nothing funding decision it would force on states is nothing more than a further repudiation of a proper federal commitment, one that is certain to result in the reduction or elimination of passenger rail service in affected regions. And whereas cross-country and regional trains use common personnel, track, stations, maintenance facilities, cars, and locomotives, and whereas effective public transit, including intercity passenger train service, is especially important for persons who do not or cannot drive, including blind and visually impaired people, as they endeavor to lead active and productive lives. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization strongly urge the Illinois Congressional Delegation to maintain Amtrak as a cohesive, comprehensive rail passenger network by deleting this regressive provision from the FY 2012 Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Bill.
Move the adoption. Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. Are there any comments on the resolution? Are there any comments on the resolution? Will all those in favor of the resolution please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Will all those opposed please signify by saying nay. Thank you. The resolution has passed. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011-06, regarding a more responsive and accountable ORS director. Whereas, the Illinois Department of Human Services Office of Rehabilitation Services, ORS, has recently resigned and been replaced by Interim Director Chris Smith. whereas efficiently allocated, appropriately targeted services are most effectively provided where there is communication between the agency providing the services and those with disabilities who understand the specialized challenges their disabilities present, and whereas previous director Rob Kilbury's previous director apparent reference preference for generalized rather than specialized services has led to ORS policies that direct inordinate resources to centers for independent living, which, on balance, offer few and ineffective services to the blind under terms that hindered the ability of the Bureau of Blind Services, BBS, to account for expenditures or monitor effectiveness. And whereas the former director had demonstrated little understanding of issues involving services for blind job seekers or blind senior citizens, as exemplified by his unmerited 2005 rescission of the BBS requirements that would have permitted Centers for Independent Living to instruct blind seniors in the use of Braille, and whereas, despite BBS's successful implementation of a pilot program in the Rockford area to assist blind and visually impaired high school students in their transition to college or employment settings, the former director refused to consider Blind Services Planning Council recommendations that the program be expanded to other areas of Illinois, and whereas the former director publicly expressed hostility regarding the necessity of the Business Enterprise Program for the Blind, contending that despite the over 70% unemployment rate among the blind, such a program is no longer necessary, and whereas the previous director failed to comply with statutory and federal requirements to consult with the Blind Services Planning Council and the Statewide Rehabilitation Council, thus failing to implement what could have been helpful suggestions while avoiding necessary accountability for services not effectively provided. And whereas the former director failed to assure that the Blind Services Planning Council received the information and support necessary to advise the governor regarding budgetary and programmatic initiatives. And whereas Interim Director Chris Smith, through her recognition of the value of specialized services and her communication and collaboration with disability customer representatives, has already demonstrated the value of a constructive working relationship, implementing sensible ORS policy revisions that will enhance services to blind rehabilitation customers and blind seniors at little to no additional cost, and whereas the degree to which ORS policies can either advance or hinder efforts of blind customers to gain employment or increase independence is of such importance that the selection of a permanent ORS director should not be based primarily on political considerations. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 9th day of October in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization urge the governor to establish a task force for the purpose of selecting a permanent director of the Department of Human Services Office of Rehabilitation Services, which task force includes members of this organization, the Blind Services Planning Council, the Statewide Rehabilitation Council, and others representing the interests of those with disabilities, and be it further resolved that this organization urge the appointment of a director willing to maintain communication with and accountability to this organization and others, recognizing the value and effectiveness of specialized services, and Be it further resolved that this organization seek methods of including requirements of accountability, communication with appropriate stakeholders, stakeholder representatives, and a commitment to the value of specialized services as essential attributes of an ORS director position.
Thank you, Debbie. And a second. Are there any comments on the resolution? Are there any comments on the resolution? I call the question. Will all those in favor of the resolution please signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Will all those opposed please signify by saying nay? Thank you. The resolution has passed. Thank you, Debbie. Debbie, please read the last resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011-07 regarding fair wages for workers with disabilities. Whereas the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, was passed in 1938 to provide workforce protections to American employees by establishing a federal minimum wage prohibiting employers from exploiting workers through the payment of wages below this specified minimum, and whereas Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act permits the Secretary of Labor to grant special wage certificates allowing specified employers to pay workers with disabilities at rates that are lower than the federal minimum wage, eliminating those workforce protections granted to every other American citizen. And whereas paying workers with disabilities sub-minimum wages stems from the public misperception that people with disabilities cannot be productive employees. Moreover, this exploitive standard for employment is patronizingly considered a compassionate opportunity for people with disabilities to receive the tangible and intangible benefits of work. And whereas, when provided effective rehabilitation services, training, and support, employees with disabilities, even those with the most significant disabilities, can be as productive as non-disabled workers, obtaining jobs paying the federal minimum wage or higher. And whereas, though some employers possessing special wage certificates claim to provide rehabilitation and training to their workers with disabilities to prepare them for competitive employment, the fact that such employers choose to pay their workers with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage demonstrates that they do not possess the skill to prepare these workers for integrated employment in the mainstream economy. And whereas there are 148 facilities that possess a special sub-minimum wage certificate in the state of Illinois, which not only allows them to exploit the labor of people with disabilities through the payment of wages less than the federal minimum wage, it denies these same individuals the opportunity to receive the training and support to become competitively employed. And whereas the only way to discontinue this wage discrimination of workers with disabilities is to repeal Section 14C of the FLSA and to revoke every special wage certificate granted under that provision. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization call upon every entity throughout Illinois that currently possesses a special wage certificate from the U.S. Department of Labor to immediately surrender their wage certificate, their special wage certificate, and to adopt a business model that values each of these employees with disabilities by paying them the federal minimum wage or higher. And be it further resolved that they join with the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in our efforts to encourage the United States Congress to pass the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2011, which provides an incentive for employers to adopt a business model that pays employees with disabilities the federal minimum wage or higher. By phasing out Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act and by revoking the certificates issued under that provision, so that workers with disabilities are guaranteed the same workforce protection afforded non-disabled employees. And be it further resolved that this organization condemn and deplore every entity that continues to exploit people with disabilities through the payment of subminimum wages.
Thank you, Debbie. Are there any comments on the resolution? Are there any comments on the resolution? I call the question. All those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying nay. Thank you. The resolution has passed. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the resolution committee for their outstanding effort. This was 2 months of work, of many, many emails and telephone calls, and we got it done. We did an excellent job. I'll also thank our two unofficial members of the committee, Linda Villa, for all of the behind-the-scenes work she has done, and Debbie Stein for the help she has given us, plus the wonderful readings. Thank you, Debbie. Patty?
I am here. I am in the house. Thank you so much, George. And you know, I have to especially thank you and Linda because you did all that in the midst of a move.